Hello, I'm Mike Harding here in a shed in the Yorkshire Dales on a bright sunny day, the early days of autumn, with 2 hours and a bit of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music. I'm going to kick off with a track from Jordy Kruskal's new album. It's called Train on the Island. It's full of songs and tunes about railways, steam engines and trains. Jordy Kruskal, as many of you will know, is one of the great American concertina players, plays quite unusually an Anglo-German concertina, which is quite unusual in American traditional music, and he plays it wonderfully. This is his version of the traditional American tune, Jenny on the Railroad. Jenny on the Railroad, Jordy Kruskal from his new album Train on the Island, another track coming up later on in the show. Here's one that almost passed me by. I'm reliant mostly on record companies sending me their stuff to play on the new releases show. If they don't, it's a bit awkward. In this case, I had to go and buy this next album because I could not play it. Ry Cooder, one of the great giants of the roots and acoustic world, has a new album out called The Prodigal Son. And from it, this is the old gospel song, I'll Be Rested When the Roll Is Called.
I'll be rested when the roll is called.
Great stuff. Just a handful of musicians there, including his own son, Joachim. Rai Kuda there with I'll Be Rested When the Roll Is Called from the album The Prodigal Son. Now, I was in Clifton, Connemara, a few weeks back. I walked into a little pub called Mannion's. Well, I should say a bar restaurant called Mannion's. And the dinner band playing for the diners to listen to while they're eating were a couple of lads called Kevin Holmes, who's playing concertina absolutely brilliantly, and Kieran Bolger on guitar and vocals. I was talking to the lads afterwards. I played a couple of tunes with them, and Kieran gave me a copy of an album he's made with his band Sunder. The album is called High Time, and in the band with him on guitar and vocals is Seamus Flaherty and Conal Flaherty on flute and fiddle. I think it's a cracking little album, but let's see what you think. From it, this is Sunder's version of the traditional song South Australia. I think it's brilliant.
Born, heave away, all away, South Australia, round Cape Horn, bound for South Australia. All away, you rolling king, heave away, all away, bound away, you'll hear me sing, bound for South Australia. As I walked out of one morning fair, heave away, all away, was there I met Miss Nancy Blair, bound for South Australia. All away, you rolling king, heave away, all away. Bound away, you'll hear me sing, bound for South Australia. I shook her up and I shook her down, heave away, haul away. I shook her round and round the town, bound for South Australia. Haul away, you rolling kings, heave away, haul away. Bound away, you'll hear me sing, I'm bound for South Australia. I run her all night and I run her all day, heave away, haul away. I run her until we sail away, bound for South Australia. Away, you rolling kings, heave away, haul away. Bound away, you'll hear me sing, bound for South Australia. Around Cape Horn, heave away, haul away. Wish to God you'd never been born, bound for South Australia. Haul away, you rolling kings, heave away, haul away. Bound away, you'll hear me say, bound for South Australia.
Irish band Sunder there from their album High Time with South Australia, traditional sea shanty. Now let's have another track from the Norma Waterson and Eliza Carthy album, which features the Gift Band. The album is called Anchor. It's not been off my car CD player since I got it. I think it is just monumental. This is their version of the traditional child ballad, The Elfin Knight. The Elfin Knight has come from the other world, the underworld, the world of magic, and he's setting the girl in the song impossible tasks, and only by fulfilling these impossible tasks will she get her lover back. It's a theme that appears in songs like Scarborough Fair, Whittingham Fair, and even The False Knight on the Road. Anyway, I think it is a beautiful version of a great song. Let's see what you think. Norma Watterson and Eliza Carthy with The Elfin Knight. Be a warning, that's what you get when you mess about with demons and devils from the underworld. Scary fiddle music. That was The Elfin Knight from Norma Watterson and Eliza Carthy's album Anchor. Now, two tracks back to back from Manchester Irish lads. Well, a little bit more complex than that, but basically, in a few moments' time, you're going to hear a track called Jesse Was a Bootlegger from the band Pigeon Kings. And one of the members of Pigeon Kings is Shane Farrell from Manchester, a gifted banjo player, an amazing musician who now lives in the States. He comes from the Farrell family, which has produced such great fiddlers as Paul and Colin, and of course, melodeon player Adele. Great musicians. But first of all, you're going to hear another track from Mike McGoldrick and Desi Donnelly's new album, Dog in the Fog, an album which, for my money, is one of the best Irish albums of the last 10 years. Just laid back, neat, concise and soulful tunes which celebrate the great tradition of Irish fiddle and flute playing. So, in a few moments, Jesse was a bootlegger, but first of all, a set of tunes, Happy to Meet, Sorry to Part, followed by The Stolen Purse, and last of all, Maud Miller's. Here's Mike and Desi.
And stoned. Jesse's son was a good friend of mine. We used to steal booze from his dad all the time. Every Friday night about 9:15, Jesse brought a 24 and shaved his father's shine. He was a disciple of his father's bloodline. They've been selling liquor since Prohibition time. Cause Jesse was a bootlegger. His still would save your soul. Midnight Messiah and a shepherd to his fold. Jesse was a bootlegger and a half-baked saint. People come from miles around to sing their songs and drown. When my sister married, the whole town came to see. pegs ran dry, people weren't big on tea. Jesse rolled up in his Chevy half time, 5 kegs in his Stiller run. He saved the wedding fees without charging a dime, broke bread, philosophized, wine and dine. Jesse was a bootlegger, his still would save your soul. Midnight Messiah and a shepherd to his fold. Jesse was a bootlegger and a half-baked saint. People come from miles around to sing their sorrows and drown. Jesse used to stay out all through the night, gazing at the moon till the morning light, drinking shine, smoking a joint, till it escalated to that point. The red and blues came flashing from behind as Jesse crossed over the county line. Graveyard fog blinded his sight, hallucinating dreams caught his headlight. He ran into his shadow, crashing into a ditch, losing life's faithful thrill. Flames burst out. Dead on the 48, caught in a trap that was set by the state for turning water into wine, water into wine. Jesse was a bootlegger, his still would save your soul. Midnight Messiah and a shepherd to his fold. Jesse was a bootlegger and a half-baked saint. Come from miles around to sing their sorrows and drown. People come from miles around to sing their sorrows and drown.
Jesse was a bootlegger, the Pigeon Kings from their eponymous album. And before that you heard Mike McGoldrick and Desi Donnelly from their album Dog in the Fog, with Happy to Meet, Sorry to Part, The Stolen Purse, and last of all, the classic reel, Maud Millers. Now, as we draw towards winter, two albums came through the studio door dealing with summer, which cheered me up a little bit. The first one to come in the door was from Daria Kulesh, an EP called Summer Delights, which has got some beautiful, beautiful tracks on it, including this, Old Fashioned Waltz. Push the carpet back, get your loved one in your arms, and swoon, in a leisurely fashion, in 3/4 time, around the kitchen.
Silvery frame. Oh. through the floor, and there's no one else there, and the world is no more, and there's never a care by the perfect lagoon when the nightingale calls with only the moon and the nostalgic tune.
Absolutely beautiful. Daria Kulesh from her new EP, Summer Delights, with Old Fashioned Waltz. Now, Duck Baker is a giant of the finger-picking guitar world. He's been around for a long time, and many of you will know his work from way, way back. Well, he's just released a new album called Les Blues du Richmond, Demos and Outtakes 1973 to 1979. And though they were recorded all that long time ago, it's still an album chock full of wonderfully fresh and inventive versions of the blues and the ragtime, including this, Maple Leaf Rag. Cop your whack for this. Just one man, five fingers, and one guitar with six strings on it.
Thank you.
was recorded a long time ago, so the quality of the recording is not what it might be nowadays with all the modern technology we've got. But the spirit and soul of that playing is great. Wonderful finger-picking. Up there with John James and Pete Berryman and the other great gods of the guitar. That was Duck Baker from his album Les Blues de Richmond, demos and outtakes 1973-79 with Maple Leaf Rag. Now the second Summertime EP that came through the door is from Lisa Knapp. It's called The Summer Draws Near. Adventurous and yet deeply rooted music, intelligent and yet passionate. And a voice which has got such an element of mystery to it. I love it. This is Lisa Knapp celebrating the coming of summer with May Song. Mucho gusta, as they say in Rotherham. Lisa Knapp from her EP Summer Draws Near with the traditional May song, welcoming in the summer. Let's have some more fun from Duck Soup's new album, Everything And... This is their version of the song Endless Sleep, which those of you with a little bit of grey in your hair will remember was a hit in the late 1950s. It charted at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 in May 1988, that's in the States, of course, and was covered over here by the late and great Marty Wilde in July of the same year. It's almost a rock and roll night visiting song in a way, like The Grey Cock or The Lover's Ghost, only I reckon the producers thought it wouldn't sell, so they had a happy ending written in. Here's Duck Soup with a song which I'm ashamed to say I used to play in the rock and roll band I was in when I was 15 years old. Endless Sleep.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby, she's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. Oh, I looked to the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in deep, come join me baby in my endless sleep. Endless sleep, endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea, and that's why my baby has gone from me. Oh, I looked at the sea, it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Endless sleep, endless sleep. Oh, a man in the water, heart full of fear. And there in the bay, cause I saw her near. I reached for my darling, held her to me, stole her away from that angry sea. Oh, I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. Save my baby from that endless sleep, endless sleep, endless sleep. Oh, I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. Save my baby from that endless sleep, endless sleep, endless sleep, endless sleep.
That's the stuff to give the troops. Takes me way back to smoky old pubs in Salford down near Strangeways Prison, where I used to play with probably the world's second worst electric guitar, a Hofner V3, put through an amp made by my mate Dave Doyle out of old biscuit tins and anything else he could get his hands on. We didn't sound great, but we had a lot of fun. There you go. Duck Soup with Endless Sleep from the album Everything and dot dot dot. And hopefully, fingers crossed, I'm going to book Duck Soup for next year's Settle Folk Gathering, because I think they're fabulous. Now, here's a new release from 1940. A release of a 1940 radio show from New York, I think it is. And it's Woody Guthrie, Led Belly and some others on WNYC Radio, 12th of December 1940. And this is a version of Frankie and Johnny, in this case called Frankie and Albert. Brilliant.
Now this is Frankie and Albert. Frankie was a hard-working good. Worked hard in the white folk kitchen. Albert, he wasn't no good. And so Frankie made $100 and paid it all for Albert one suit of clothes. And now this will tell the story about Frankie and Albert. Frankie was a woman everybody knew. Made $100 just to buy a man a suit of clothes. Was a man all he done around. Frank, she went out walking. Did not go for fun. Head on the apron. Albert smoking 41. Gonna kill my man. All he done me wrong. Frankie went down to the Hurdy Saloon. Called for a bottle of beer. Asked the loving bartender. Have my loving man been here? He's my man. All he done me wrong. Bartender says to Frankie, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I'ma love you all ago with this woman named Alice Brown. He's your man, and he done you know. Frankie went by her house, did not give no loan. Looked through the window glass, I'ma sitting in his woman's home. He's my man, all he done you know. Frank, she shot Albert, fell up on his knee. Crying up, policeman, don't let that woman kill me. I'm the man, I done it wrong. Frank, she shot Albert, fell all in a knot. Crying up, Miss Johnson, see where your son is shot. I'm your son, and the only one. Turn me over, mother. turn me over slow. Turn me over your last time. You'll never turn me over no more. I'm your son and all the world. The police sent for Miss John, she come. She looked down on the last charge I had, and you know what she said? My son, done gone, done gone, done gone, done gone. Frankie goes to Miss Johnson, falls on her knees, not so much. Frankie went to Miss Johnson, fell out on her knees. Oh, Miss Johnson, will you forgive me, please? Killed your son, called it all me wrong. I'll forgive you, Frankie. I'll forgive you not. You killed poor Albert. He's the only support of God. He's my son and all in one. My son. Done gone. Done gone. Done gone. Done gone. Taking Albert to the graveyard, went to let him down. Miss John was screaming, Lord, when the dawn was sound, kill my son and all in one. Miss John went to the graveyard, fell down on her knees. Speak one word, Albert, you give my heart to me. Killed your son and all in one. Bye-bye, 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 bye-bye. My son.
Lovely stuff. Lead Belly there from the album WNC Radio New York, 12th of December 1940. That's what it's called. Woody Guthrie / Lead Belly. Quite a few songs from Woody on the album. That's Frankie and Albert. There's a cracking version of that done by Chris Smither on an album called Avalon Blues, a tribute to Mississippi John Hurt. Well worth, well worth checking out. I'll try and remember to play it on one of the forthcoming shows because it is damn good. Now, when I introduced a track from Misshaped Pearl's new album, Shive Light, a week or so back, I made a total horlicks of it. I don't know what got into my mind, but I talked a load of mush and hard-boiled eggs with some soup thrown in. Anyway, here's another chance to hear a track from one of the most interesting albums of this year. Shive Light is the name of the album, Misshaped Pearls, the name of the band, and this is a fascinating track called Three Cries. Many of you will know the song The Old Triangle, written by Brendan Behan, which was part of a wonderful stage play called The Queer Fella. They've taken the theme of The Old Triangle, which is about the prison in Dublin, in Mountjoy, and they've woven the story of an injustice carried out against a young woman into that. I'm explaining this very badly. Why don't I just play the track? Because it's terrific.
My mother was an honest girl, from Dublin she did hail. She never spoke of troubled times and the things she saw in jail. A general climbed down from his horse, she would meet. Her crime was throwing leaflets from a pillar on O'Connell Street. One cry for freedom, one for fear.
that she never spoke of freedom. Her answer would be no. She served her time in Mountjoy. Her principles she held dear and witnessed the atrocities becoming all too clear. One cry for freedom, one for human rights, one cry for freedom, one in the cold of night. A young girl's fight for decency, her story can relate to the power, greed and injustice, the common human traits. One cry for freedom, one for human rights, one cry for freedom of the one in the cold of night. And the old joy and go when Django, Django, all along the banks of the Royal Canal. And the old joy and go when Django, Django, all along the banks of the Royal Canal. And the old shore Django when Django,
great stuff. Three Cries, Misshaped Pearls, from their latest album, Shive Light. Now, the Friel sisters come from Glasgow, but they're of Donegal heritage, and they've got talent aplenty. Great connect with the music. Their new album is called Before the Sun, and it's full of wonderful music and songs. This is their version of the traditional song, Kelvin's Purling Stream.
key. Oh, your murmurs pain my bosom's curtain between me and my dear. In Glasgow City I arrived, and to its side I came, where all alone I made my moan to Kelvin's purling stream.
Well, that comes from the album Before the Sun, and it's the Friel Sisters with Kelvin's Purling Stream. It really is a superb album. You must have a listen to that if you can. Check it out online. Let's have another track from Jody Kruskal's new album, Train on the Island. I started off the show by playing an instrumental track, and this is a track called Cannonball Blues, a song, rather, called Cannonball Blues. As well as concertina, it's got some lovely auto harp playing on it. I really like it. In fact, to be honest, I really like almost any music to do with trains, because I'm a bit of a nerd, I suppose. Cannonball Blues.
Oh, listen to the train coming down the line, trying to make up all her lost time, from Buffalo to Washington. You can wash my jumper, starch my overalls, catch the train they call the Cannonball from Buffalo to Washington. My baby's left me, she even took my shoes, enough to give a man these doggone worried blues. Oh, she's gone, she's solid gone. Coming down the track, carrying me away, but it ain't gonna carry me back, my honey babe, my blue-eyed babe.
Made famous by Sarah and Maybell Carter, Cannonball Blues, Jody Kruskal on concertina. Train on the Island is the name of the album, a must for all you train spotters out there, including myself. Now, Gwendolyn Snowden is a new girl on the block. She's got an amazing voice, and not just that, like all great singers, she has that authenticity, that connect with her songs, with the tradition, really. This is a wonderful version of I Wish I Was in England. Many of you will know Christy Moore's version of this song. I think this is equally as terrific. Wish I Was in England, from the new album from Gwendolyn Snowden, which is called Three Strand Braid, which I think may be something to do with pigtails or making rope. I've no idea. What would I know? I'm just a stupid man. Now, Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith are two top lads, brilliant young musicians and singers and songwriters. I've loved their stuff ever since day one. They've got a new album just out called Many a Thousand, and from it this is their version of the traditional song Poacher's Fate.
Come all you lads of high renown, who love to drink strong ale, lads brown, and pull a lofty pheasant down with powder shot and gun. I and five more poaching went to get some game was our intent. Our money being gone and spent with nothing else to try. and the moon shone bright, not a cloud in sight. Our money being gone and spent, with nothing else to try. The keeper heard us fire a gun, and to the spot did quickly run. He swore before the rising sun that one of us must die. Was the bravest youth among the lost, was his misfortune to get shot. His memory ne'er shall be forgot by all his friends below. For help he cried, but was denied. His memory ne'er shall be forgot by all his friends below. That murderous man that did him kill, and on the ground his blood did spill, shall wander far against his will and find no resting place. He must wander through this world forlorn and always fear the rising sun. He's pointed out with finger scorned to die in sad disgrace. Destructive things his conscience stings. He's pointed out with finger scorned to die in sad disgrace. To prison then we all were sent. We called for aid, but none was lent. Our enemies were fully bared, that there we should remain. But fickle fortune on us shined, and unto us to change her mind. With heartfelt thanks for liberty, we were let out again. And the moon shone bright, not a cloud in sight. With heartfelt thanks for liberty, we were let out again. I and five more approaching when to get some gains are intent. Our money being gone and spent, with nothing else to try.
Lovely version there of the traditional song Poacher's Fate from the new album from Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith, Many a Thousand. And I'm sure to be playing another track or two from that album in the months to come. Now, I've long been a fan of Jackie Oates, ever since I first heard her, actually. I was knocked out by the fact that there was no artifice in the girl's performance. She just sings from the soul and plays her fiddle from the soul as well. Well, she suffered quite a severe blow when her dad died. I'll just read from the album that she's produced. My daughter Rosie was born just 5 days before my dad died unexpectedly from sepsis, and at a time when all three of us, that means her and her dad and the baby, were fighting the same condition. During the months that followed my dad's death, I fluctuated between numbness and intense emotion at the joy and sadness that had struck me all at once. Well, you can see it, can't you? The birth of a new baby and then a dad dying at the same time, which was very close to him, another musician and singer. Well, the album is called The Joy of Living, and one of the main songs on it is the Ewan McColl song, The Joy of Living, and it is full of joy as well as sadness. And what I'm going to do now is play a track from the album called My Boots Are Made of Spanish. And I'll just read the notes to it, because it's not Spanish as in the licorice which those kids used to eat gloriously in the 1950s Manchester streets. It's a children's game, and I think it means Spanish leather. This is what Jackie wrote on her sleeve notes. A song noted down by Vaughan Williams as a game song from some children he met at Ingrave in Essex in 1903. The song was only a verse long, and so I've supplemented it with two extra verses, partly cobbled together from references to now extinct fabrics used to make items of clothing. It's a lovely little song. My shoes are made of Spanish.
My shoes are made of Spanish, my stockings are made of silk, my petticoats all calico, and that's as white as milk. Here we go, round and round and round, till we all can touch the ground. Here we go, round and round and round, till we all can touch the ground. My cap is made of muslin and plaited needle round. No finer pair of breeches in England can be. Is made of hood and ragged all about. Here we go, round and round and round, till we all can touch the ground. Here we go, round and round and round, till we all can touch the ground.
Great. And again, I'll play you another track from that album in the weeks to come, because it is really beautiful. There's some wonderful, wonderful songs on it. Now, was it last month? I think it was last month I played you a track from an album called You Know Me from Kevin McSherry, who's one of the local lads who plays at the Golden Lion pub in Settle, where we have a bit of a Thursday night session in the Lion's Den. It's every second and fourth Thursday in the month. And I think that Kevin's album is really terrific, and not just because he's a mate of mine, but because even if this had come, you know, out of nowhere and just landed on the desk, I would still have liked it, because it is just full of great songwriting and great singing too, and wonderful musicianship, partly because of that genius Sam Lawrence, who lives just up the hill from where I'm sitting at the present moment, and who plays Eland pipes and whistle and mandolin and bass and electric guitar and all kinds of things. Anybody who's been to the Yorkshire Dales, where I'm at the moment sitting in this shed, will know Malham Cove and Malham Tarn, which are just about, I don't know, about 7 miles from here over the hill. It's a beautiful area, and Kevin's written a song about an imaginary lass who lived on Malham Moor. Well, I'm saying an imaginary lass, she might be real. I don't know, but the song's great. Kevin McSherry.
Thank you. As I walked out in my loom hood, the morning in the month of May, I met maid and fell in beside her, for she was walking my way. She sang so sweet, the birds sang too. I knew my heart would find no cure. And all my life, I've never met another like the maid I met in my Hallamoor. In all my life, I've never met another like the maid I met in my Hallamoor. She said, young man, it's not my custom to walk and talk with passers-by, but if I do sing and you do play, then this morning's walk will quickly fly. She sang so sweet, the birds sang too. I knew my heart would find no cure. In all my life, I never met another like the maid I met in my Hallamoor. In all my life, I never met another like the maid I met in my Hallamoor. So sweet, the birds sang too. I knew my heart would find no cure. In all my life, I never met another like the maid I met in my Hallamoor. In all my life, I never met another like the maid I met in my Hallamoor. The sun was sinking low to the horizon when we came to make our separate ways. And as we said farewell to one another, we vowed we'd meet another day. She sang so sweet, the birds sang too. I knew my heart would find no cure. In all my life, I never met another like the maid I met in my Hallamoor. In all my life, I never met another like the maid I met in my Hallamoor. Now our lives have taken us to different places, and we never met to sing and play again. But the joy we shared at that surprising meeting will stay with me for my life's end. She sang so sweet, the birds sang too. I knew my heart would find no cure. In all my life, I never met another like the maid I met in my Hallamoor. In all my life, I never met another like the maid I met in my Hallamoor. Sang too. I knew my heart would find no cure. In all my life, I never met another like the maid I met on my Hallamoor. In all my life, I never met another like the maid I met on my Hallamoor.
There you go, one of the only songs I know written about Malum Moore. The Maid of Malum Moor from Kevin McSherry's new album, You Know Me. Now, I've been meaning to play a track from this next album for a long, long while. This is English traditional fiddling at its very best. There are a lot of great English fiddlers, including people like Chris Leslie, Chris Wood, you may know him better as a singer, but he is a fantastic fiddler, and Eliza Carthy, who for my money is one of the finest fiddlers on the planet. Joining that rank is Bryony Griffith, who many of you will know from her work with the Demon Barbers. She's a wonderful fiddler who's dug deep down into the English tradition and searched out lesser-known tunes for your delectation. From her new album, Hover, this is a couple of tunes called Lady's Pleasure and Constant Billy. And I'm not going to comment on the names of those tunes at all. Here's Bryony Griffith. I know there's one little boy who will be very pleased to hear that piece of music being played on Tintinet. That's little Jonah. Hello, Jonah. How are you doing? I'm waving at you through the microphone. Hope you can see it. Little Jonah's mum, Bryony Griffith, from the album Hover, there with a wonderful version of two tunes, Lady's Pleasure and Constant Billy. Now, Oliver the Crow is not a real crow, but is in fact a duet. Ben Plotnick, who plays with the acoustic folk band Fretless, great fiddler, and cellist Caitlin Raitz, who's got a master's degree in classical cello. They've come together, formed the duo Oliver the Crow. This is a track from their first album, their eponymous album, and I think it's an absolutely cracking version of the traditional song Bury Me Beneath the Willow. But let's see what you think.
My heart is sad and I am lonesome. only one I love. When shall I see her? Oh, no, never. Till we meet in heaven above. So bury me beneath the willow, underneath the willow tree. So she will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me.
Bury Me Beneath the Willow, Oliver the Crow, from their eponymous album. Great version of that traditional Appalachian ballad. Now, I was in Ireland recently, as I just said, and I was at the Clifton Arts Festival, which is one of the great arts festivals of these islands. It's quite a small town, Clifton, but it punches well above its weight when it comes to the arts. One of the artists on at the festival was that great fiddler Frankie Gavin, who was on with Brendan O'Regan in the Old Cock and Brown Hotel, which celebrates the name, as you might imagine, celebrates the flight across the Atlantic of the first two men to make that epic journey, Old Cock and Brown. Anyway, there was Frankie up on stage playing away like a good un, and I got a copy of his next album. Frankie Gavin, Martin Murray, Emma Corbett and Carl Hessian have together produced an album called By Heck, which celebrates the great work of the Irish-American dance bands of the early years of the 20th century. People like the Flanagan Brothers, for example. Well, from the album, this is my own particular favourite, a tune which very much captures the sound of those old 78s. Here's Frankie Gavin and the gang with Galway Farewell. Thank you. Galway Farewell, Frankie Gavin, Martin Murray, Emma Corbett and Carl Hessian from the album By Heck. If you want any information, by the way, on any of the artists on this show, regulars will know, just go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and there's a complete track listing there of this show and all the other shows, and there are links there through to every artist that's ever appeared on, I think it's more than 260 shows now, most of them over an hour and a half long, but for the last year they've been over 2 hours long, which brings me to a little touchy subject, but I'm going to touch it anyway, and that is money to keep the show on the road. I just had to shell out 500 quid recently for one of the servers so we could podcast using Podomatic. People have been very generous over the years, but I don't know whether it's Brexit or the state of people's finances, but things have been drying up a little bit recently. And if we want to keep the show going, then we could do with just an odd bob or two to keep the roof on the house. End of verbal begging bowl. Now, young Seth Lakeman has been very busy recently, touring the world as support for Robert Plant, no less than the great man himself. But Seth has still found time to record a new CD. It's called The Well-Worn Path, and it's a return to that no-nonsense classic folk rock approach that has always marked Seth's work. From the album Well-Worn Path is Seth with, well, how do you describe this? Well, I think the title says it all. Drink Till I'm Dry.
Some people would tell you drinking's a curse, and others say if truth be told you should quench the selfish thirst. Some drink when the lights are low, for friendships once held high. I'll drink to you now, drink up until I'm dry. Some drink when they are christened, some drink when they are wed. Some roll their eyes, undignified, drink up the days they dread. Some drink when the fires are low, winter warm with summer wine. I'll drink to you here now, drink up until I'm dry. Drink to the soldiers lying, to the last words on their lips. Some drink their deserts dead and dry, and drown their hopes like fish. Some drink when the lights are low, new comforts they might find. I'll drink to you here now, drink up until I'm dry. Some drink in jubilation, some drink in simple joy. Some drink in haste and truly waste the time that they employ. Some drown their sorrows or sins, drink to a faith once held high. I'll drink to you now, drink to the day I die. Harvest moon, some drink to the workers' wage, some drink to their mothers,
founding fathers to the children come of age. I'll drink till the wealth is shared, fair equal amounts to men. I'll drink mine up, then drink till it's shed out again.
Seth Lakeman from the album The Well-Worn Path with Drink Till I'm Dry. Well, let's have a little bit of Quebecois music now. Yves Lambert, many of you will remember him as the big chap at the front of that wonderful band La Bottine Souriante, The Laughing Little Boot. Well, since leaving that band, he's gone on to found his own trio, the Yves Lambert Trio. The man himself is one of the most influential people on the Quebecois traditional music scene, and he's teamed up with Tommy Gauthier and Olivier Rondeau on fiddle and guitar. I suppose it's cheaper than carrying a big band round the world. And the sound, well, what can I say? C'est magnifique, vachement formidable, et aussi okidoki. The Yves Lambert Trio here with Cousinage et Penchant pour Tijon, which I think means cousinage and thoughts about little John, I think.
Dans la ville de Paris, mon cousin, il y a une demande. Les avocats de la ville, ma cousine, ils s'y rendent par bande. Mon cousin, dans l'air, ma cousine, son petit cousin, l'en lire.
Son petit cousin, l'en lire.
Les avocats de la ville, ma cousine, ils s'y rendent par bande. Lundi sera la danse, ma cousine, mardi sera la danse, mon cousin. Dans l'air, ma cousine, son petit cousin, l'en lire. Lundi sera la danse, ma cousine, mardi sera la danse.
On dira ce qu'on voudra, ma cousine, nous danserons ensemble, mon cousin.
Dans l'air, ma cousine, son petit cousin, l'en lire.
Son petit cousin, l'en lire.
On dira ce qu'on voudra, ma cousine, nous danserons ensemble.
À la tombée de la nuit, ma cousine, nous souperons ensemble, mon cousin.
Dans l'air, ma cousine, son petit cousin, l'en lire.
Tombée de la nuit, ma cousine,
nous souperons ensemble.
Aux quatre coins de la table, ma cousine, quatre bouteilles de champagne, mon cousin.
Dans l'air, ma cousine,
son petit cousin, l'en lire.
Son petit cousin, l'en lire.
Aux quatre coins de la table, ma cousine, quatre bouteilles de champagne.
Et pendant le repos, ma cousine, nous trinquerons ensemble, mon cousin.
Dans l'air, ma cousine,
son petit cousin, l'en lire.
Good stuff. Cousinage et penchant pour Tijon. The Yves Lambert Trio from the album Tentation, which I think means temptation. Now, Simon Swarbrick is the nephew of the late and great Dave Swarbrick. It's not often that you'll find a family that's got two great fiddlers in it, but the Swarbrick family certainly does. Simon has just released an album called Oyster Girl, which is chock full of wonderful music, including this terrific version of the old traditional song and one of the greatest melodies in the English tradition, Lovely Joan, about a Lothario, well and truly outwitted and left with his trousers round his ankles by the lass whose name graces this song. Well, there you go. I bet his Uncle Dave will be proud of that lad. Simon Swarbrick from the album Oyster Girl with Lovely Joan. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't have the CD in front of me at the moment, the lead vocals on that were from Lucy Watkins of the Watkins Swarbrick Band. Now, Kieran O'Mooney is part of the Greater O'Mooney clan who come from Gweedore in County Donegal. And Caitlin McGavin, his wife, is one of Antoine McGavin's musical daughters. The two of them made solo albums and then, as a husband and wife, recorded a duet album in 2015. They've now teamed up with a great singer and bouzouki player called Cathal O'Curran to form a band called The High Seas. Their album, another eponymous album, or as I'm sometimes wont to say, a hippopotamus album, is a real gem. From it, this is a beautiful song called An Colleen Rua, which my very poor Irish translates as The Red-Haired Girl.
Sean Cohen, Hurin Mawaita, Martin Chenin, Haggis made in your wallet, Mahailin Roy. Oh, may long your wallet go parle, three twenty three, I'm a gatti cry, and then leave me little dark, may him parle, may tell him the Mahailin.
Jim, 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 J quince morid and drunk at the quas. Fein the kazar, shoot the bait and dam star, agus fein the galler and sir, the machine. Oh, may lam you are lick a palle. Feet when the key are from the gaffy crew. I'm a lame me little dog, may him palle. Not the major young little machine.
Lovely light tenor voice there of Cathal O'Crane singing The Red-Haired Girl. I forgot to mention, or warn you, I should have said, that Caitlin is also a step dancer of some renown. Now, Inga Thompson is a musician, singer, songwriter, who, as well as being deeply connected and rooted in the tradition, has also been exploring all kinds of musical forms and resonances. Jenny Sturgeon, many of you will know from previous programmes of mine, is a fascinating singer and a fine songwriter. You've probably heard me playing tracks of hers on four or five of the past programmes. You can check both lasses out in the archives of this show and also, of course, have a look at their individual websites. The two have come together to make what I think is a stunning album. I suppose you'd call it a concept album in a way. I'll just read you something I picked up off the internet. Quote, humans have always looked to the birds. In mythology, they are the carriers of souls, messengers to the gods, our familiars. In ecology, they are our measure, our meter. They mark the seasons. And in this new work, Inga Thompson and Jenny Sturgeon are exploring birdsong, ecology, folklore, and themes of migration and the movements of both birds and mankind itself. Well, I think that explains it better than I could. One of the tracks on the album is called The Eagle, a poem by Alfred Lord Tennyson, set to music by Inga and Jenny. And I think it's beautiful.
The white-tailed eagles are critically endangered. It's amazing because they do crawl in the air, fight seagulls, and it's really beautiful just because they're so massive.
How do you feel?
Excited. Like, I don't know how to explain. You feel really excited. Yeah, it leaps into your throat.
He clasps the cry with crooked hands close to the sun in lonely lands, ringed with azure world proud he stands, a fragment of the past. The wrinkled sea beneath him crawls, he watches from his mountain walls, and like a thunderbolt he falls, a fragment of the past. Gold feathers dive and set a pace, keen focused look upon his face, as each endures their fastest race, a fragment of the past. The purple heather moor is vast, his prey long-legged is darting fast, until it finally breathes its last, a fragment of the past. Into the height he'll go, on thermal winds to and fro, and view the wondrous sights below, a fragment of the past. The
Well, I really love that track. I think it's beautiful. And I love the child talking at the beginning as well as the bird song. The whole thing just hangs together organically. Love it. I may play you another track, perhaps in next month's show. That was from the album Northern Flyway, Inga Thompson and Jenny Sturgeon with The Eagle, their setting of the Alfred Lord Tennyson poem. Now, I'm going to run on with this programme because I want to pay a special tribute to a friend of mine and a friend of perhaps yours as well, who passed away recently, Mart Alcock. Martin, I've known since, well, what was he? 17 or something like that, when we first met in the Ring of Bells pub in Middleton in Manchester, where there was a little folk club upstairs. He was already a budding musician playing guitar and mandolin. He went on to study bass at, I think, Huddersfield or Leeds College of Music, I'm not sure exactly which, where he got his degree. And he then went on the road with me for a while in the Brown Ale Cowboys, and then with Fairport Convention and Jethro Tull. And as he said to me in Ireland a few years back, when I was a young lad, all I ever wanted to do was to play with Fairport Convention and Jethro Tull, and I've managed to do both. Not many people can say that. A man who was loved by hundreds and hundreds of fellow musicians who rated him not just as a genius arranger, musician and performer, but also as a damn good human being. He was incredibly talented in lots of ways. A gifted linguist, he was fluent in French, German and Italian, and when he went to live in North Wales, he decided he should learn the language. And he did. And about 16 months later it was, or 18 months later, he won first prize at the Eisteddfod for non-native Welsh speakers who have learned the language. I loved Martin. We were great pals, and we went through a lot of funny days and not so funny days together on the road. He died of cancer of the liver, and he took it bravely with equanimity and stoicism. He said, "I've had a great life. I don't want to be resuscitated. I'm ready to go when it happens." Well, he's gone off to that great session in the sky, and my thoughts are with Jan and the rest of his family. What more can I say other than another good man has gone, and he will be missed by thousands and thousands whose lives he blessed with his music and his personality. He was also, by the way, a blooming good cook, and also a connoisseur of fine wines and fine life. Wherever you are, Mart, go easy. This is one of his own songs, and it's from his 2004 album, Serving Suggestions. And there'll be no more words after this. I'll give Mart the last say. This is Lullaby.